Please rise for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, all. Everybody here has got something on the agenda, so if there's public comment, we'll move on to the agenda for review, if there's anything else to add.
Mayor and City Council, just a few items. On the agenda, under the consent agenda, for the approved temporary on-sale liquor license for Lions Club, I'd like to remove February 6, 2016. Under the fire department report, for fire department officer wages, it says for 16, that should be changed to 2017. And then items to add to the agenda would be the December claims list. Also added, it's under the consent of applications for on-sale liquor licenses. And also delinquency report, which is under the consent agenda.
Any other items to add?
I move to approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the agenda with the added changes. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. I'll move on to the consent agenda.
I move to approve the consent agenda.
Second. Motion made and seconded to approve the consent agenda. Please stand. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
On the consent for the tri-law, I'll keep you informed. We'll be on a call that weekend because Greg's plans. May or may not have them, correct?
Because it's your ice.
Okay.
Motion carried. Moving on to the fire department report. Yeah.
Good evening, everybody. Just got a few items to bring up here tonight, yes. For 2016, the fire department officers are going to be Justin Buckentine, Chief 1. Stephen Buckentine is going to be Chief 2, Assistant Chief, and in charge of communications. Chris Petz will be Chief 3 again, and that's the training chief spot. Jaron McIntoon will be Captain 1 again, and that's Assistant Training Officer / Medical Officer. Steven Seward is Captain 2 again, which is our equipment captain, and Jeff Eggers will be Secretary again. We're looking for raises for the officers starting 2017. In the past, I guess council and fire department officers have always gotten raised at the same time. Last time when council did not, or council got a raise, we did not receive a raise. So we're looking for a $200 raise for all officers. That would put the chief at $1,200 and all other officers at $600 a year. So any questions? Yes, sir.
Is that comparable to the area around
here? We're, as far as, I don't know what other towns are. I know North is way higher. I guess I couldn't tell you what.
Oh, I've got to really check it out.
Okay. Make a note of that.
Do we need a motion to approve the officers?
Yeah, I forgot that.
Well, I'll move to approve the officers as noted for 2016.
Your second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the new officers starting 2016. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
As far as other towns around, what towns does council, I guess, wish us to check with?
I imagine it would be the Green Island, Plato, Marlboro.
Okay. All right. So just
you know, kind of
surround. Yep. All right, sounds good. The gun raffle was this past Saturday at Parkside. We sold out of all our tickets again. And the list of the winners is posted out in the truck bay if anybody's interested. I think there was a few local ones. Toy drive breakfast we did last Sunday. We brought, all the materials were donated by, or all our supplies were donated by a member of the fire department, so every dollar we brought in was able to go to the toy drive this year, and it was $848, plus we probably roughly got a couple, $200 to $300 worth of toys additional, so it was a pretty good crowd this year for the toy drive breakfast. And then the toy drive will be next week Friday. We'll be setting up Tuesday night. Or no, next Thursday. Next Thursday, we'll be setting up Tuesday night and handing out toys on Friday. So.
Did the trailer sell?
The trailer did sell, yes, I got that. It actually was sold for $3,500, and we would like to request that that goes for two sets of gear, if possible. Chief, tell the chief he can order the gear then. You'd like to get them in this year yet, if possible, so that's not an issue.
Do you know how many sets we've got, Greg?
Maybe 9 or 10. I'm guessing, I think, what did we get last? Was it 5 last year or a couple this year? 3 this year, and then I think we have 4 last year, so it'll be a little bit. I think it'll be 9. It's either being phased out or people that haven't gotten new gear, some of it's still good, they're dividing all. We had offered a bunch of it to the Explorers group, but I don't think they've taken it yet, so, so I think they were trying to have a fundraiser at one time to buy some new gear, so I don't think they've taken it yet, so. I think that's all I have. That was my last thing, was the trailer. So, anybody have anything for me or anything to bring back to the chief?
Awesome.
All right.
Thanks, Adam.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. We'll move on. Mr. Colker back.
You timed it pretty well. Did I? Good. I was kind of hoping I wasn't late, too late.
Do you want to have a seat?
I sure will.
And to state your name and sign in.
You bet. Merritt Polk, Quebec, and I have a exorbitant water bill. So I talked with Jeremy about it, and he said that only the council could do anything about that. He said they went back and read it again, but that's what the numbers are. But it's 4 times what my normal usage is. It's almost a $400 water bill.
Yeah.
I mean, normally about $100 a month or $110 or something like that. And it's $385, yeah. So
basically, we look into it and been averaging about, $3,000 to $4,000 a month, just looking at his history. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden here in October, it spiked to 45,900 gallons. And as far as explanation, I can't see no explanation other than something running in the house or
garden hose.
No. I checked, everything's run exactly the way it's been running. So, I mean, like the water softener, look at that. It's the same. Teenage boys take long showers, but they only run till the hot water's gone. So, yeah, I have no idea. You know, I mean, with that much water, if my hose or something was on, but we haven't really, there's no reason to use it in October, my whole backyard would have been soaked, I think. So, but in October, I think we put everything away anyway. I didn't even have a garden this year, so I really have no idea what could have done this. I don't have, leaky faucets or anything like that, and I can't imagine. This would have to be, running. I mean, for quite a while, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, probably, yeah, I don't know. So.
Is there anything such as an airlock? I mean, does that meter still turn with an airlock or not? Or no? No? That's a lot of water.
That's a lot of water. Absolutely.
So this was like 10 times what October's usage was?
His October usage was
3,400. But then it's gone back down to 4,700. But we've still got, well.
Yeah, and he's averaged about 4,000. So
the September, October, and December look about right. But it's that November when where it's.
October, that'd be October. That'd be the October usage.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah.
Greg, you didn't see anything abnormal?
We run into different things in town here. We run into people's softener sticking and running, and you know, if you don't go down there, you don't notice it. We had one high one. The guy had a dehumidifier on his furnace, and the valve broke, so it ran water for a month. He didn't realize because he never went down his basement. That was just basically running in the drain, but he noticed that. I've had several times where people's toilets have stuck. Well, even when you flush a toilet, it sticks. It's like running a garden hose wide open, you know. So I don't know, you know, if it goes.
This would have been for a month straight, do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't know. I have no idea.
You know, because the system will flag as soon as, you know, we put the entry in. Right away, that tells us, well, let's start by rereading. So that's kind of the first process we take. We reread it, look at the numbers, and we go through that quite extensively. You know, to make sure that we have the right readings. You know, because Greg probably reads a good handful every time he reads meter and rereads them. And we did that, and then we also read it a couple weeks after that. And after that, it was back in line, similar to normal usage. You know, the last few times we read it, so. So, I don't know. I mean, it's a thing that, you know, like I think I told Mary, you know, what goes through the meter, typically we've got that policy that's what you pay. You know, and typically, I know I've always been told that if a meter goes bad, it wears out, it slows down.
It goes the other way.
Yeah, it won't speed up, or, you know, if it wears out. Slows down, and that's usually after about 15 years of life, and you start to gradually lose a certain percentage.
And that's a newer meter on this house, because that's the country, too, so.
I guess I find it a little tough to believe that they went through an extra 31,000 gallons of water in a month. Again, that's a little bit. You said that a furnace dehumidifier could do something like that, Schulte, or I mean, that's a heck of a lot of water, 31,000 gallons over what he normally uses.
So Tommy at that time, he had a $300-$400 bill from that broken valve on his furnace, on the dehumidifier on his furnace.
Right, so Mike James, what was their bill? $400-$500? 1 month?
Almost $600.
Yeah, and they needed to question it. So
they must have known.
They must have known something, obviously. You know, it's so hard because our only, you know, way of measuring is by, you know, the meter system. I don't know any other better foolproof system that you can do. But, you know, especially if it's a measure of water.
What happened to the meter?
Yeah, I would say, because typically what we see if the meter was bad, you know, we like had that reading again. You know, it continuously was reading high, or, you know, we go back to normal. That's where it makes it hard to decipher what it is.
Well, I think it's very strange that it's like 10 times. I mean, that's just adding a zero. So I, you know, like a number skipping or something like that is,
not
is
like you know. Have a history of 10, 20,000 gallons you don't have looking at today. It's just,
yeah, and I don't have a humidifier on my furnace. I was thinking I probably should. It's been pretty dry, but lately, but.
What's been our policy in the past that we've done?
Typically, what we've done in the past is it goes through the meter, you pay it. I mean, the only other option would be is to send the meter in and have it tested, find somewhere to test the meter. If it reads accurately, then it would be, you know, we would know the meter frame. And the homeowner then would typically pay for that. And then it would be, you know, stuck with their larger bill. Now, if the meter came back and it stated that, you know, it was off or whatever, then we would take an average of the past year. That's what we would do for usage.
How much does it cost for me to send it in?
I don't know. I haven't had to do it.
I mean, do you have a ballpark figure? $50? $100? $20?
Do you even know who would actually test that? I don't even know if there's anybody around that even tests that stuff.
Thank you, Bernie, or something.
Really?
I'm sure you can call the water supplier.
And that guy that works with Greg could probably.
Yeah, you can check with Greg too. You know, I don't know other way to. You know, I've always said it's not that I don't trust anybody, but you know, if it goes through the meter, you'd almost think it would be used, or I don't know what else.
It went somewhere.
You know.
Yeah.
Make the meter move. It needs the force of the water to spin it to breathe.
I'm guessing if we do send it, if it were to be sent in, the fact that it looks like it's back down to normal, it would probably look like it's reading normal.
I guess that would be one good solution, you know, to verify.
Meter usually don't crap out though. I mean, you send it in, it's going to cost you $100-$150. Then that's on top of the bill too. Yet, we've never seen one go bad yet. We've seen them read high like this, but we never found out what was the problem, or the water just went through the meter.
Well, to me, it doesn't make any sense to send it in, because if it's reading right now, that's probably, you know, just like Councilman Autumn said, that's probably what's going to read, right?
Mm-hmm. It has been a policy that what went through the meter, unfortunately, was used. Mm-hmm. How? I think you don't know either.
Could we check it a couple of times between now and when the regular, next regular meeting, meter reading data is?
Yeah. That's not a problem. Nobody wants $400 water.
Well, if I used it, I'd be happy to pay it. Mm-hmm. Or even if something was broken in the house and I, you know, had to fix it, I'd be happy to pay it. But I don't have that. So.
Well,
I guess, I mean, let's continue to monitor how it goes, and if we see another spike, I mean, maybe there's another issue that we know about.
But. I guess maybe like a month or two, and we're just trying to hang on with any kind of, like you say, service charges or anything, just so we can kind of get a little more history after it's happened. I don't know. They'll come back or whatever.
So then what if we don't find nothing, if it don't spike in 2 months? Then what's the bad news then? You have to wrestle him?
Can I bring my own guy in for that?
I guess, you know, and I hope you see our item too. You know, we're not trying to beat any resident out of, you know, water. And I guess if let's try it for 2 months, see where it's at. If everything is staying, you know, 34 to 4 range, and we'll just have to review it and see what we can do. You know, could be money ill spent to send it away, you know, which could be part of it, not being nothing. I don't know if you're just trying to table it for 2 months. Greg can kind of maybe check it mid-month or something too, you know, just to catch it in case something is spiking early. Go from there.
Hopefully something comes up so we find out what the answer is, you know?
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I think we'll just monitor it weekly. That way we can see, you know, just for the week.
And Jeremy, we're going to get that new meter reading equipment stuff, right?
It's in the budget right now.
Okay, and so I would say maybe flag his house as being one of the first places it gets that, because that'll give us a lot more information.
They're more problematic or working on issues.
We don't have that.
Yeah.
Well,
no, we don't. I mean, usually when I see something like this, you know, like I said, we just had one that was an enormous bill, and they paid it, so we must have known it was something, you know. And it just, I wish I knew, you know. I mean, the way I look at it, I'm not calling anybody a liar, but, you know if I got a $400 water bill, I'd probably do the same as everybody else.
Oh, yeah. And,
you know, and not finding anything and just being frustrated that, you know, because it's not something you see, you know.
And you'd come up and ask about it.
I can see it. Yeah. So, but yet, you know, there's the other concept of, and I know most cities, and I can check with a few other cities, but, you know, most cities have a policy that goes through the meter. You know, unfortunately, you got to pay for it.
So then you're just going to wait on the bill for, say, 2 months?
Yeah.
Or just going to, okay.
Yeah, we'll make note of that in the program, and I'll waive late fees so that they don't accumulate.
Maybe if he wants to pay what kind of is his average.
Yeah, that,
you know,
that would be it.
We'll go from there. You know.
To me, if we could resolve it tonight, that'd be better. But if you guys want to wait a couple of months and do some other stuff, that's fine too.
I mean,
but I mean, to try to
be fair with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You know, to see if there is another spike or not.
Well, if there is, I'll be back. And Jeremy will know, right?
Say it this way, if there is and something's outside, you're going to have a problem. You're going to have a skating.
Yeah. For sure.
You know.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know, like, if your the house split up, and that's split up.
Yeah, it's split level. Yeah.
Where's your water meter?
It's on the lower level.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it something like, say, if you've got a family room, because a lot of times if the meters are going, you can hear them.
Oh, yeah, you can hear the water running in the house if it's running anywhere. So, yeah.
You haven't really experienced?
Not a day's worth of water running, no, other than, you know, the long showers the boys take.
Well, this would be more than a day's.
Yeah, so, no. And then where would the water go? I mean, that would be the other thing. I mean, the only other thing I could think of was, you know, yeah, down the drain, but, you know, you got sinks, you got showers, tubs, and yeah.
Usually the biggest culprit is water heater
Yeah.
Water softener, dripping faucet, stuck toilet. The biggest one is stuck toilet. I mean, if you think about your toilet being stuck and running 24/7 until you notice it, that's a lot of water. People don't realize, but it is a lot of water.
Yeah, it is, but.
You know, especially if you have one in the basement, you don't go down there once a month. Yeah, easily it can be 30,000 gallons.
Yeah. Well, I checked all those things, and I'm happy to have somebody else come in and take a look at them and see that they're in good working order. And that's okay. You know, I don't think you need to do that, but you can.
I'm just going to see what happens next 2 months.
Okay. All right. I already kind of feel like I've wasted a lot of you guys' time with this. So it's a lot of
it's important to you.
You know, it's important to me. Yeah.
Yeah. It's important to us.
Okay. Okay, so did we say that you're just going to send me you want me to pay the average for this last month, and then we'll see what, we'll look at the next two, and then we'll see?
Yeah.
Okay, so are you just going to send me another bill, or
we can do that.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Right. Whatever's easier for you,
okay.
That's fine. So.
All right.
I'll just send you a letter.
That's fine.
I don't want to screw anything up in the system if you're okay with that.
That's fine.
I'll just send you a letter, we'll give you over.
Yeah, that's fine.
For your average.
You can even call and leave me a voicemail. I'm happy with that.
Okay.
I know where you work, so
yeah.
It's good. Yeah, that's right. You guys know where I live. So. All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right.
Thank you.
Like I had said before, we were just looking at the proposed for 2016, and the Carver County went down, the central schools went down, but the city of Hamburg went up by almost 0.2%. And so
we're just trying to find out
why.
Yeah, what's the raise for increase?
Basically, that's proposed.
Right.
So that isn't the one that actually stolen. So
well, there must have been some ideas.
We set it high. Yeah. We can always go down. Which has happened in the past. So basically, there's been some, what do you say, extra expenses that the city has incurred, different projects.
Street project is a part of it.
Various things.
15th Street improvement. You got some increased fees in legal fees. We had. Unforeseen increase in repairs and maintenance at the community hall. And we're probably the three biggest things that would keep that through the proposal.
Well, I heard you talking earlier about budget two and the budget for water changes, equipment changes or something too. Is that what you were talking about earlier?
Does that go into this fee too? Or is that separate in the water?
That's under the water.
Yeah. Okay. Because I thought that was done 3 years ago when we were doing our work at the house there.
So then also.
It's now going. That's a yearly thing.
Okay.
So the street project, are there more improvements coming to the streets?
It was a project that we did. We spread out over 2 years in 15 and 16. So what was done this year, everything was completed, including the base, but the final wear course is going on.
Okay.
We did that was so we could spread out costs over a few years.
Does that also include Brad Street when that work was done? Because that street was never finished. I mean, it was all chewed up after it was redone. So I mean, it's rough as you go through there.
Brad Street in 2015.
Is that going to be done in 16?
It's not planned at this point.
Not at this point because the priority was set as Sophia and part of Jacob Street.
I don't know where those are.
Okay.
As far as Brad Street, I guess I don't know what you're referring to is what.
Well, that's across from the bank,
yeah,
going from the park.
Is.
I mean, that was all tore up for water, sewer, whatever you were doing at that time.
It's patched. It's very, very rough.
Oh, but it's been
right, but it's not
done
and
then cut and patched.
Right, but. That wasn't a priority. You know, we'd love to do all the streets, but we don't want to increase your taxes 100%.
Well, no, I mean, it started off good, and then there was additional maintenance or something that was done to it.
Well, I was just wondering if that was part of the 2016 next year project.
No.
No.
No? Okay.
15 and 16, that project, that we have a five-year plan. So the priority was Sophia and Jacob Street. They were much worse off than Brad Street.
Okay.
And so they're kind of on a, you know, five-year plan to get everything done, which typically that five-year plan is probably over 10 years just because of cost.
Okay.
And that's what we run into. But yeah, right, yeah. Every street, something needs to be done, whether it's seal code, crack sealers, you know, whatever maintenance. But
sure, we're just trying to get a picture of what the expenses
and
are.
I'm trying to paint that, help you color it, colorize it, you know, so you can see, because, you know, so we have things prioritized, and, you know, that was $342,000 project that we just did here. Yeah, so we spread those costs out over 2 years. Yeah, $342,290. And also what was included in that project was the expansion of the parking lot and the apartment.
I guess not to condone that we've got Brad Street, that's a little rough, but well, you can take it to Norway or America, we're calling it.
Houston. Houston.
Well, I mean, they're not per se potholes or anything like that, but over time with some of the patching or whatever, you know, you're going to get a little, not as smooth.
Right. It was just that when you had said there was a new project coming in 2016, I thought, well, maybe that street was scheduled for 2016.
No,
that's part of the next year.
So then expenses kind of went into 16. We spread it out over 2 years.
Oh, okay.
Make it affordable.
Okay.
So to say. You know, like I said, we have, you know, other unexpected items that we didn't budget for this year that we have to make up for back in 16. So I'd say dealing with them three things were probably the biggest factors for the 2016 budget.
You said your evaluation didn't change or not.
Our evaluation went down.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. The value, that's why we were kind of curious too. But percentage-wise too, even though the value of our house went down,
yeah,
Carver County even went down, even based on the two percentages, and also so did the central school. And that's why it just stood out really far, because it was like, whoa. Our taxes went up, and it's only because of the city of Hamburg.
Yeah.
So that's why we were just wondering what was going on. Yeah, because we were kind of like, ow! So we were just wondering if there was something big going on that we didn't know about, or if there was some big project coming up, or because we didn't know.
Expenses that we didn't plan. Nothing major, but they all add up.
And capital expenses, right?
Right.
Okay.
Every about $4,000 is put on a 10% increase in our budget. So it doesn't take long to spend $4,000 to make 1% increase. So.
It takes me a long time to make that, though.
The repairs at the hall, community hall, and the street structures. You know, because we had $36,000 in repairs unforeseen this year. Probably we're budgeting another $37,000, which is what's in the budget for next year.
For the hall?
Yeah.
And if we wanted to fix that roof, it would have probably been a lot more. Yeah, it would have leaked in and rotted the rafters, or it would have been a lot more. So,
unfortunately, just like every homeowner, there's going to be expenses to the end.
I'm in favor of expense to the hall.
Hmm?
I'm in favor of fixing the hall.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing else.
Anything else you can help with?
No, we're just. You know, we haven't heard anything, and so for it to go up that much, it was kind of like, okay, what are we doing here?
Well, we appreciate you stopping by.
We'll be working, going through it tonight yet to see if we can find ways to lower actual proposed levy increase.
Okay.
So
that'd be appreciated. Thank you.
We appreciate you coming in. We need more residents like that.
Move on to the city fee schedule at this point.
With the fee schedule, we kind of tie in and take a look at how water and sewer rates. Probably the biggest thing I'm pretty sure that I'll go through is maybe a couple scenarios here. But just with the budget, right now the budget stands now. $4,000 and I'll kind of tie this all together.
We're maybe two gears further ahead than we were last time we spoke.
Okay.
Avery and Jason are doing the parcel drawing at this time. So,
as
far as I know, I haven't been around much of this transplant evaluation and treatments. So
when do you think they'll have it?
Well, I met them last Friday, and they were supposed to come out that day and take their pictures and numbers, whatever. But I tried to call them today, but there was nothing. Just a little girl in the office, so she didn't know much, other than that they were in New Prague.
So, at this rate, it's looking like we're going to have to hold a public hearing on the 22nd.
Yeah, as long as I have the survey and also something showing on the property, the house, and the addition, and how far off the lot. Yeah, so that way we know how much variance to bring. So if he's going to be 30 feet off the lot, we have to grant possible variance to that setbacks. So that's the biggest thing. Typically,
and that should be on.
We have that before we even set a public hearing, which in the memo, Scotty, I copied you on this. They dropped it in the mail. Got it together.
Yes, I did. Mr. Johnson seemed to be a little upset with us.
Yeah.
But that's the proper procedure, though. I'm just going to say.
Well.
These are the procedures that I've used, and we should abide by. But I did go ahead and post it, hoping that, you know, we'd have all that before the December 27th meeting. So I have set the hearing for the 27th.
I don't foresee why it should not be accomplished by then.
I don't either. So, yeah.
My next treatment day, I can spend time on the phone again and chase him down. See what I can learn.
Yeah.
If I learn anything, I'll pass it along. Other than that, I don't know. what I should be doing. I know there's a difference between survey and what we're doing. Survey is just sticks in the ground.
Yeah, survey goes.
Yeah, you don't get no documentation with a survey. You just get sticks.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but when we first ordered it, we just ordered a survey.
You should get measurements, setbacks. Or
well, I have the legal description.
Okay, yeah, legal description. That's what you need, right?
But what's the problem with getting a survey? What's the hold up on that?
Survey is done. It's the paperwork that's not done. The drawings, that the setback drawings in the house and the proposed addition. Yeah, the survey is completed.
And is that done by the company that does the survey? Or is that
Sibley Surveyors.
Yeah.
They're out of Gaylord. Pretty common in the area as far as I know. I think we're all done with the township as far as I know, right, Jeremy? And I pay the city for that money or the township that money?
You pay the city.
Okay.
Scotty, but don't call. Jump in your pickup and go up there.
Yeah, well, the last 2 weeks that's been impossible, so. I jump in my pickup and drive the mail.
Yeah, we're the other way.
Yeah.
But, well, strong nerves so you can get it.
Well, yes. Yeah, I mean, it's only been in my favor this month.
Yeah.
Any other year, it would be, you know, forgotten idea until spring, you know.
Well, we hope that we're doing everything we can to get you going on this.
Yeah, is there anything that we can do as a city to, you know, kind of
bring
these people up a little bit or not?
Kind of tired,
right? Pretty independent.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I'm not the only homeowner on their schedule.
Probably not, but you
not the area they cover, but I can. Yeah. Well, I don't know what kind of projects are winding down, and so I will do what I can to keep the wheel greased.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thanks, Scotty. Yep.
Guessing that if we don't put the signs up and we don't have a complaint about them doing curb to curb, because they'll say, well, you don't have the signs up, and that was part of the...
I don't think that would be a problem, I hope. But, you know, the main thing is they want the city to do it so it coincides with our ordinance. I don't know if this sounds like it. I guess my thing is they're taking over the maintenance of the road and everything, and it should be them that put the signs up, especially if they're getting the fines.
Yeah, if they're getting a fee for the fines,
then
they can pony up the money
for
the signs.
If they're going to split fees, one-third, then I'm fine with that. Yeah, I got a message into Mr. Robson, too.
I can do that issue. You know, he's looks out for us over here, so he's...
Is that a no parking 1 a.m. to 7 a.m. only on if it snows, or is that every day? The street signs you're talking about, that's the no parking signs, correct? 1 a.m. to 7 a.m.?
Is that what they say?
Isn't that
that's what's in the example.
Oh, that's just an example. Okay.
That would be saying in other cities they have.
Yeah, but that would be all day, though, because if it snowed during the day, then they'd come through and there'd be cars there. There'd be a tollway then.
The problem is trying to coincide by ordinance is tough because, you know, what if the county's policy is they don't plow unless there's 2 inches? And our policy is...
Yeah.
Kind of stuff. That's why it should be on that.
Yeah.
They should have their own, this county road. They should be.
Yeah.
It just makes sense.
Yeah.
Sense.
And they'd probably just put no parking, that's it, on that road.
Yeah.
That's what they would do.
You don't want two sets of rules for one
no,
road.
No, exactly, you're right.
Really, it should be their ordinance, their sign, because they're taking over the maintenance of the road. You know, I mean,
or they go by our ordinance, which doesn't sound like we want to do.
It'd probably be. I guess to me that wouldn't make sense either. That would they have how many cities are there? 15 different ordinances they have to abide by? I don't know. It's just that's something that needs to be ironed out in this agreement.
Well, that's
how many signs would it be? One at each end of the city coming in, or?
Yeah, I don't know. I think
we'd probably have to have some in the middle somewhere.
I think so.
Yeah, I don't know how far they want them. Or... I guess my logic is that they're the ones going to be enforcing County Street. Basically, how I read this agreement, they're taking over, like they're taking the street back, is the way I look at it.
Well, I guess,
so it should be their baby. I guess I don't.
I guess then for the parking and the fees or the fines, they'd be responsible that the police call and get things ticketed. You know? I don't know if we've got that big of a problem in California yet, anyhow.
Not so much.
For ticket revenue. I don't know that it would be being a lot. But it's just the principle of the
thing. Well, that's what it is with me.
Okay.
Okay.
Say in the summertime, and we got something going on at the park, and there's cars parked there. And could they say there's no parking on either side of the road there, being it's their road? Then do we want to have any jurisdiction over that?
I don't know why they would, because it's parked on.
You know, in the agreement they have that allows, you know, the city to install, operate, maintain parking signage, parking meters, related parking infrastructure.
If there's a barbecue cook-off and we put yellow cones or orange cones, I don't think there's any problem.
Yeah, I know. I'm just looking, what if?
Yeah. I guess sometimes we can do it.
Right. I guess I was trying to say, do we want to have anything to say about anything parking on there at all? Or is it just going to turn it over to them and that's it?
Well, I don't foresee that anymore.
Okay.
No parking restrictions there for snow anyway.
Sounds like. Well, it sounds like there's got to be a halfway medium,
I remember right, that
something to come together on.
See, agreement C road. So what they say there, the county by mutual agreement may authorize the city to install, tell us that the city to install operate and maintain parking signs, parking meters, and related parking infrastructure along county highways within corporate limits of the city for all Exhibit B and Exhibit C roads. All revenue derived from such meters should belong to the county.
I would re-put parking meters in there and give them the money.
Exactly. I'm sorry, it's a black and white. I mean, one, they're going to authorize us and stop them, and then they're going to take their revenue.
Yeah.
And that's a heck of a deal.
Well, it's their road. I mean, that's the way they see it.
So they mean it. Yeah, and they put up the signs.
I'll talk to Mr. Rishi about that.
I'm trying to get this on your hands.
It's just one thing unless council has any other issues you want to address in the agreement, that's the only thing I have. I don't see why city should be doing things that the county's going to recognize.
Yeah.
Who would do that?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that would be very
should we request that you ask them, ask to see if the county will put the signs in at their expense?
I mean,
do you need any kind of motion or anything to do that?
Yeah, we've got it ongoing here.
Yeah. I guess we all agree on it.
Yeah.
Well, let's contact them and see what's okay with you.
Good.
And
we got a service memorial park.
If we had more vandalism down there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just these isolated times, it's under one skin.
And everybody I've talked to with them, a lot of hunters.
They what?
I've talked to a lot of hunters and they put them out and they disappear.
Oh.
That's what I would say. If somebody's vandalizing, it's going to be at night, and they're going to see a flash, and they're going to go either wreck the camera or take it, one or the other. Unless it's up high enough where they can't get at it. And then we need something with a telephoto zoom lens.
Don't have much. The fire hall was completed last week, so that wiring and lighting is all done in there. Yesterday, the McCarthy well was here, and they did the well inspections for the year. Everything looked good, and he said no issues with that. That's really about all I got.
Do you think, I got one thing for you, that maybe you and me can drive around town and make a list of things that are junk, nuisance? Because I think there's one that's very easily spotted, or I think there's current tabs on two of their vehicles. One is hanging on jack stands. So it's well, cleaning up, I think, we could probably stay in the town. Amount of cars that some have, I think some have kind of weaned them back. And some have, I think, populated. You know, maybe you'll be able to just drive around and then we have two opinions. And we can go to the office and go from there.
That's fine.
You know, give me a little heads up warning. You know, if you want to do it, someday it won't take that long.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you a call.
Yeah, as far as I know, I'm usually around other than Friday morning in your dentist. So that's maybe do it before the, if we get out of the worst snow accumulation.
That's supposed to happen this week, this weekend.
Anything else for Greg?
Have you heard anything on the shingling operation? Are they going to do that yet? They said it could be done any time.
I haven't heard of this yet.
No? It seems like it's been a long time going on that. And nothing's...
I told him this year.
They
emphasized that it had to be done the end of this year. You know, I have it in the budget for next year, so it's a common core budget next year.
Anything else for Greg? Thank you. Another meeting. Have a good Christmas.
Thank you.
But like I said, give me a call.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Jared, did you have something?
Just listen.
Just here. I've got, as long as you're here, I kind of requested if you were going to give a report to every one of you from the chiefs, and you said you were going to pass that on?
Yep, it was in the last meeting. It was on the, the approved minutes part?
I thought every one of you was going to give your own, but you haven't passed.
From what I understand, the last one I was given was 13, 12, something like that. And I'm just here as a taxpayer. I don't want nothing to do with fire department right now.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Because I did pass on that word. I do know I made up a report and I turned it into the chief.
Okay.
So
we'll go from there then. We'll have to pass it on once more. All right, let's go back to our fee schedule.
All right, before we jump into water and sewer, any other items on the fee schedule other than water, sewer, storm, water rates, or consideration? As I stated in the public hearing, basically the items we change, the community center rates, mileage, the water hauled out, and then also raising the public hearing and meeting fee from $250 to $300 when they're held before a regular city council meeting. And then the other thing was the addition of the on-call pay for the fire
department. And the only thing left on the fee schedule was the water and sewer.
So basically, a couple scenarios by council for water sewer rates. So if you want to look at using any money from the general fund, any of the other funds, basically, in order for the water fund to break even, and that's assuming we're taking the $19,000 $19,000-$20,000 that we have for capital improvement fee. We're going to take that and transfer that out into the savings for future capital improvements. Basically, we'd be looking at about 16.2% water increase, which an average, say, a monthly user of $5,000, that would increase their water bill $9.76 a month. So this year I look at to get that down to 10% is if we decrease sewer by 6.2%, it'd be an overall increase of $7.64. Now these are to get the funds, all three funds that would be at almost an even keel. So they'd basically all be bringing in enough income cover expenses with the addition of that transfer from the water fund to the capital improvement or future capital improvement.
Well, if there's something major.
Yeah, and that blows it up. said with the general fund budget, what I do with the budget is, and you can take this out, it's kind of your policy, but I just put it in there to show you so you can see where we're at for our cash flow basis. But I did add in to say we got LGA for 2016. Then also the transfer that we've already put away in the future capital improvements, which was the LGA for 2014, which was $72,948. So if you go to page 3 in the budget, you'll see under 2016 budget, item number 50, under the 2016 budget column, you'll see the $72,948 coming in. And then on line 18, under the 2016 budget column, you'll see the $75,288, which would be okay. I just have this in here temporarily to show what we're looking at for cash flow, where we've got a cash flow basis. Yes. Yeah. So then if you go to the streets, page 5, line item 134, equipment and capital outlay, you look under the 2016 budget, you'll see $156,536 is what's owed on that project. What I wanted to do is final numbers, and then we can see where we're at for as far as net income for the year in general. So by doing that, that would show us that we have $34,360 to play with. So there's a number of things to do with that $34,360. And also you show that will leave us at about $308,000, which leaves us at 65% cash flow, which is good. Yeah. Recommended 40 or 35 to 50 is kind of where you want to be. I would stay around at 50 because you don't get paid for it. And the majority of our income comes from taxes, which is twice a year. So that kind of shows you the number. Like if you go over on page 6, net income is on line item 204. You can see it projected about $105,000 in loss. But what to take into account there is, you know, the fact that LGA, you know, is being used for the street market. You know, even with that loss, with the expenses we've had and additional legal fees, additional hall repairs, in 15, you know, with the street project, what was completed this year. You know, we have a general fund balance of 274 or 275, which leaves us still at 55%. So we're good. As far as the cash flow, yeah, we've taken a hit this year, but the good thing is that we're still able, you know, to meet our cash flow.
So what's the increase then? Percentage-wise?
Well, what we have now is 11%.
Yeah.
Like I said, what we have is $34,000 to pay. So the biggest thing is we can eliminate that, you know, to lower the taxes, or we can look at taking some of those money to transfer the general fund to keep down, you know, the rate increases for the water fund.
Well, say if we
advance
that $34,000.
Mm-hmm.
Roughly 17,000, whatever, that would equate to probably 4% drop in the levy. Then we'd be down at 7%, which I think is a good number rather than a drop. And I think Norwood was what, 9.6? Am I read it right?
I don't know.
8.6, 9.6?
Round 9.
Somewhere right in there.
Is that proposed or that's it? No, that was just proposed for them.
That was their final.
So I don't know what council thinks, but I mean that's what we advise where we can put that money. We still have some.
You know, the biggest thing is the water. I mean, that's, you know,
Achilles heel here, because it's a fund that needs to be built up. It's a fund that has high debt, and it's also a fund that's going to incur more debt for the water tower.
But this 16.2%, none of that is going toward the water tower, right?
Well, that $8 fee we implemented for 15, mm-hmm. we would be taking that money, so it would be $19,680. That money we'll be collecting and putting into future capital.
What, Nick, you said 16.2%?
Right.
That's water rates.
Oh.
That's where, in order for water, so much we'd have to increase the water rates to bring in enough income to pay expenses. I mean, we've always been lagging, and we used to have a $12,000 transfer, but we took that
okay.
out.
Okay. But the other way, what Dick is talking about, we're only going to raise it 7%.
That's, you know, cutting that in half,
yeah.
which would be the 17,000 year.
And we're okay yet with that.
But the water still has to be.
I mean, the producing is to address the water, and then
I've always had a strong contention with leaving a fee that's designated for something that doesn't belong in the fund remaining in the fund. No, we designated that $8 per household per month to go for the capital improvement of it. I think we do a disservice by leaving it in the fund because we're just really masking a problem and we're not being really truthful with that $8 is going to be going towards. I mean, it's no different than cities or municipalities putting the LGA in there as their operating expense budget. We're doing the same thing. I mean, I would recommend that we transfer those funds out at $8, and then we're just going to have to make it up.
And keep that fund separate.
Yeah.
Which would make sense.
So then you're saying if we take the 19,680 out in order to make the fund break even, that's where that increase comes into play.
Yeah, correct.
And then we can offset some of that increase by lowering the sewer rate, because the sewer fund is a lot in much better condition than the water fund.
So what are we doing with this $8 that we're taking out each month for the water tower fund?
We're basically collecting that.
Okay.
Specifically taking that money and putting it where it should go for future capital instead of keeping it in the fund. So basically what we did this year is, yeah, we added that fee, eliminated the transfer of $12,000, took that out from the general fund, created another fee that is basically meant for a new water tower, right? Or future capital improvements, whatever may come first. But we basically took that money and put it over the, how would you say it? Nicely, you know, use that as a band-aid to cover up for the deficit that we're incurring in, we're not meeting our cash flow. It's the easiest sense we can put it in the water fund. So now what we want to do is to show us to take that money, dedicate it for that reason, put it in a separate capital improvement fund or savings or CD or something to that extent, move that money out. So that way that money is being dedicated and going for that future capital improvement. But by doing that, you're leaving a hole, a deficit in the water fund, you know, about that much money. Because when we did that, yeah, it looks good on paper to show that, yeah, oh, we had an income issue. But in reality, we weren't putting money away. We were using that. Instead of using that money for future capital improvement, we used that money for other expenses to be cash.
And didn't we discuss when we decided to do that we didn't want to touch that $8 that we were collecting each month, and that was going to be right here, not be used for anything else? So that
that's what we're
but that got changed when...
Well, in order to ensure that we don't use that $8, we need to take it out of the fund and put it in its own fund.
So that way it doesn't get lost in the
middle. Well, and that's what I'm worried about is, you know, obviously,
you put $20 in your right pocket for something and $20 in your left pocket for something, and they're both dedicated for that, and all of a sudden your buddy goes, hey, you owe me $40. And you take that money out and pay those expenses. Now, what you put in each of those pockets didn't go for what they were meant for. You know, so it's a way of ensuring that that money is put away. And that's what we're trying to do.
I don't think it's a no-brainer not to have a separate.
Yeah.
You know?
And if you look
at it. That's what we earmarked for. Yeah. That's what we set it up for. That's what it stays for.
And you can see it's going in and out there. So it'll be online. But anyways, you see the capital improvement fee, 2016 budget, $19,680. And then you go down, you see the transfers. You'll see that parentheses, which means negative, which means that's money coming out. And we're setting that aside for future capital.
Well, I think we probably need a motion to get that back.
Oh, we can do it as a whole.
As a whole, okay. I think that would be a priority that you get it back. And then we discuss more
minimum wage higher than
now, our sewer. Okay, please.
Sorry.
Fee, about $10.95 a month. So we're going to be looking at the meter part, little dollar level?
Yep, so about 10.27.
$10.95 instead of $10.27.
So we're gonna keep it at $10.95.
Keep that at $10.95. Then 6.2% would be $4.36 per thousand.
Residents would see about an $8.22 increase in their monthly bill if they use 5 gallons. Or 5,000.
Yeah, $8.26. You know, water increase of, and then as if you're doing 16.2 across the board, as far as monthly, you know, the base rate, and then the per thousand.
But that gets
and
us to
a decrease of 976, and then the sewer would be a decrease of $1.
Our fees would still stay the same, right? Because we've got a fixed expense every month anyhow with that.
The water monthly fee would go up.
You mean from 18?
Mm-hmm.
To what?
2092. The other option would be is to leave it at 18 and then increase the water rate from where it's at, but that water rate would be going up more than $1.37.
Which I guess either way
you'd be pushing $1. Right now we're at 982.
That's what the base fee raised to?
Yeah, what the base fee raised right now, you need to.
So for 1,000, so if you use 5,000, before you got a line.
Yep. Yeah, so all in all, just like water, to give you an example, you pay, if you use 5,000 a gallon, just for water alone, this year it's $68.25. But if you increase it across the board, it'd be $78. So it's $9.76 increase. But if you decrease the sewer that, then you're looking at $8.26.
Five more years out of the water tower, then we'll be at about $120,000 saved for that new water tower, and it's going to cost us 1.2, and then at least we can only have to bond for maybe 1.1 and get away with it. I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but that's almost a 10% savings off of the bonding, and that's over the 20-year period. That's a big savings.
How much interest over 4 years?
Okay, so let's run this once more so we get this handout. So, meter water base fee, 18 to
2092.
Okay. And our meter water per thousand would be 982. So basically, it's $4.50. It all depends on which water you use.
Yep.
Okay. And our water capital improvement fee at 8 will stay that way.
Correct.
And our sanitary sewer base fee per unit?
95. The sewer would go down to 435 per thousand.
Okay.
You can't reduce that anymore.
That will bring us in then probably.
I guess I'm just looking at if you can offset a little bit more. Maybe somebody's going to say, well, they're taking this much, but they're also giving this much more. But you can only say that you're giving 29 cents.
It's still around here.
I know, but it's in their eyes, you know, that, okay.
Well, we're maybe trying to make it good faith.
I know.
You know, because you're right, they're increasing, you know, that 6.45%.
You look at our shareholder monthly fee, $27.50 residential, that's pretty happy. You know, we've had it done.
Yeah, I know. I'm just.
If it's $10.95 and $4.35, does it still keep the fun health?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, let's say. Even or be in the ballpark 410 as well as low as you could go, which then you'd be decreasing the rates 11.8%. So, and it would be an overall $7 increase.
So 410 we'd still be okay?
Yeah. projected expense of $68,695. You know, I'm trying to do a max here where I'm including late fees, every other little thing, you know, that we collect. So, I mean, it is an absolute fair amount for even.
I guess then my suggestion would be then instead of going all the way to 410, would we go to 415? I know a nickel doesn't sound a lot, but just looking at the amount of late fees that are there, it could help a little bit in that regard in case people start paying more on time than usual.
So 415
would be
the
minimum? Yeah. I mean, it'll help offset some of that increase in the other end, but...
Yeah.
$0.50?
No, yeah. Does that work, Jeremy?
So what will the overall percentage be for water increase?
16.2.
Okay. And then we're reducing the sewer?
Yep. 10.75%. That's the per thousand.
So on 5,000 gallons, that'll put us at what,
$7.26.
Overall, it's an increase of 5.55% between the two funds.
Oh. Okay. Which sounds a lot better than 16.2%.
Yeah, overall about 5.5%.
Are we okay with plugging those numbers in?
I'm comfortable with them. I mean, they're going to... No one likes to see an increase, but we've neglected our capital reserves for a 101-year water tower for longer than I've lived in town, so... Fortunately, we get to be the ones who get to put our stamp on it.
All right. Just going to fall on top of your shoulders.
I'm good with it.
Weston, anything?
I'm good with that.
Need a motion, though?
No.
Let's read the whole.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's what I want to think
about today. Yeah, sure. Is there any other discussions or thoughts on changes?
Any other We're ready for a motion to approve the fee schedule as stated. So that'll bring our levies at roughly 7 now?
Well, that's different.
I know, it's different. But
it's different, but there, you know, we're not transferring any money. So I think we can look at, you know, cut that levy in half. At least, I mean, we have $34,000 to play with. Now, but then we probably want to go through the budget quick. You know, now that we have the water rates, we can go through the general fund quick to see if there's any places we want to add or delete, or and then we can make a decision as to, you know,
okay,
well, where we want to move monies and where we want to set the levy.
Okay. We can move on ordinance 151 though now, right?
Yes.
Okay. I move to approve ordinance 151 as we've amended it. Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve ordinance 151. As amended, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
So we're still putting $9,000 more in for legal fees than we did last year,
yeah,
and we're not going to do anything for the fire department's training? And you and Greg only get a 1.5% raise?
To legal fees and that, do we have an ETA when we're going to get the data back, Otis?
FBI's kind of busy with the Jacob Wetterling thing and the thing that's going on, that was going on at the 4th Precinct and whatnot, so they got bigger fish to fry.
Do you have a receipt that they've got it, that you've got something to show us, that if you have it?
I've got the receipt when I mailed it, yeah. It was sent by priority mail.
I mean, they would have to acknowledge the thing that they've got.
Well, they've got it.
How do you know that?
Because I've talked to him, and he says they've got it.
Well, it would be maybe something that...
Well, maybe you should talk to him and tell him to send it here, or to the Carver County Sheriff, instead of ignoring their calls as what we get from the county sheriff.
What?
You sanctimonious fraud.
No. I think it's time that you get this information in. I think this is a cover-up on your end to block...
You sat here and promised on August the 1st to turn that over, that you would cooperate with this investigation because it was the right thing to do. Those are your exact words. We can have them play back the tape if you like. However, you have done nothing for the past 4 months but try to obstruct this investigation. Where is your... integrity there, Mr. Odoms.
FBI doesn't have to do anything with
it. It's not their jurisdiction. They have nothing to do with this case. From what I hear from the Carver County Sheriff's Office, their agent is trying to get a hold of you to get it back to you, and you ignore him.
So I think you should...
Well, that's totally wrong.
Well, why don't you produce something to the city where it is or something that this gets handled? You haven't turned it over to the proper authorities.
I turned it over to the FBI for safekeeping.
They have nothing to do with it.
You don't know that. And I can't comment anymore because there's an ongoing investigation.
You can never comment. That's the only problem. I mean, it's time that this comes to an end. Otherwise, we don't know where our legal fees are going to be. We don't.
It's whatever you want them to be.
Well, then don't complain about the reaction because we don't know.
The trouble is here is that we have a duty as council and as city employees to secure the data of the city.
Mm-hmm.
We sat here on a Saturday morning back in August and we discussed the fact that you have admitted that you have data on your computer and on your phone that that has been deemed by the iPad and by other League of Minnesota City officials as it would be private data.
Mm-hmm.
You also agreed at that point in time that you would, in 2 weeks, would turn that data over to us so we could extract that data, and that way we could safeguard it back to where it rightfully belongs.
And that's my problem is I don't trust that the data will be left intact. That's why I sent it to the FBI.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Right.
The data has to be. It can't be destroyed or it has to properly be disposed of if we were to dispose of data. I mean, you have to abide by the records retention. So, I mean, city has obligations to one, collect the data, but also to keep that data.
Yeah, we have to retain it for a certain period of time.
So, I mean, you're taking the city for a fool, you're taking the county for a fool, and you think nothing of it, that's why we have to raise some more funds for legal. I think it's pretty blatant. We don't know at this point. That's going to cost money. So if you want to save that $9,000, get your act together and get it turned in.
My act is together. It's turned over to the FBI. There's an investigation going on. If you don't believe that, I'm sorry, but that's what the story is.
Well, that's your story. We're supposed to comply with what I said in August. You haven't done it. Somehow I would think that it would always be some sort of contempt because you weren't delivering what you said you were going
to do. No, I gave it to them because I want them to have it for safekeeping.
Yeah.
I don't trust that it's going to be intact.
How can they trust you? How can they trust you? That's a joke. I mean, you play us for fools.
Yeah, I do.
You are.
Some of the things that you do, you're trying to blame this $25,000 in legal fees that the city has wasted just away. You're trying to blame that onto me. I haven't spent one penny in legal fees, and I'm still driving the bus.
You hide everything. Is there any legal fees with Bob, Steve, Chris, or myself? No. You?
No, that's not right.
Yeah, it is.
You're the people that made the decision to spend that money, not me.
And I think you even seconded some of it.
It's still
amazing
to me that you take no responsibility for anything.
Yeah.
Your arrogance is just you make me want to puke.
Have you paid your judgments yet? Talk about integrity.
I think we're getting a little bit on the wrong category here.
I guess the question that we have, though, as far as the potential legal fees, is you say there's an ongoing investigation
in
regards to the FBI, right?
I didn't say the FBI.
Okay, so
they haven't closed their case on it. I assume that there is an ongoing investigation, but they're really busy with some of the other stuff that's going on.
If there's an ongoing investigation, then why hasn't the city attorney been in tuned with the FBI in regards to a conversation about your allegations being made against the city?
I have no idea.
You have a contact name or something with the FBI that we can inquire?
I do.
Could we
make
that?
Nope.
That's top secret stuff.
Because there's an ongoing investigation. I don't want to do anything to
inquire. And the investigating officer was someone who's public knowledge.
What are they investigating? They're just looking at something?
Who's the ongoing investigation with?
Yeah.
well, the Carver County Sheriff's Department, and...
But they don't have an info.
They said that they were going to turn the case over to the Scott County Sheriff's Office, and I haven't heard anything from Scott County.
That isn't a Scott County.
Is this in relation to the data on the server?
What's
or is this in relation to the ongoing investigation of the data breach?
Say that again?
What you're referring to, does that have to do with the data, the public data on the server, or the ongoing investigation with the data breach from the iPad?
From the one that the city requested the Sheriff's Department conduct an investigation.
The iPad, what's being, I'm just trying to help out here, is what has been being discussed is what's going on with the public data. Public data that you have on your server, that's, I believe, am I correct?
But it's not on my server. My server is out at the FBI.
Right.
And it's there for safekeeping, and when they decide that they're going to do something, I'm sure you'll be the first to know, or the second. But that's what it is.
I think that's what we're
going to do. I mean, yeah, we don't have much of a choice because...
They're going to cure higher yet.
There's two separate issues at hand as far as what Jeremy was trying to enlighten everybody to. The fact is that there's the data issue of the city securing the data.
Mm-hmm.
This $25,000 roughly dollars that we spent this year has been directly related to that issue.
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it has.
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it has.
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it has.
No, it hasn't.
We are trying to secure that data back.
Okay, and the data is secure. Believe me, it's secure.
No, the city doesn't have the data. That's the rightful owner of the data, not the FBI, mm-hmm. not the city of or the Carver County,
and
not any other business or municipal entity at all. Here is where that data belongs. Not in your house, not in some mail station or any place else. Here. The fact that you will not produce it when you agreed to it on August 1st that you would do in 2 weeks.
And I did that because I didn't trust that it would be safe here. There was a lot of stuff out there that was damaging to the city. So I decided instead, and I sent you a letter, and you know it. I sent a letter to the... I sent it to the FBI. It's there for safekeeping. I requested that they do an investigation. I've been in contact with them, and that's the way it is.
Who are you to decide that?
I'm an elected city official, and if I see something I don't think is right,
one of us are here.
If I see something
was
I
talked about here,
right?
Steve, was I talked about here?
Reaction.
You just took it in your own little mind to do that
for exactly that reason, for that type of an attitude.
That little bitty mind of yours that you decided to do that.
Where do these attitudes come from? Your actions.
No.
Yeah. Otherwise, we don't have those attitudes.
I mean. You got one people up here talking about taxes raising now. Wait till more of them start coming up here. We'll point him right over there, right there. Go over there and talk to him. Well, see if he's got an answer.
Well, the thing is, though, we have a process to go through when it comes to anything that any one of us thinks is not being done right and correctly at the council. Part of that process is if there's private data, if someone comes to us, whether it's via text message or an email, and complains about one of our employees, that information is supposed to be turned to the personnel committee for investigation. That hasn't been done yet with any of the information you have. And that was what you had agreed to on August 1st to get it to us in 2 weeks. So I'm not sure what data you think is going to get destroyed because the personnel committee would have taken it on and done the proper investigation. And we wouldn't be $25,000 in legal fees at this point in time.
No, don't even... Golder trying to blame me for the $25,000.
You're the only one holding the bag there, Pally.
I'm just curious if maybe the council wants to know as well as myself. Where do you believe that $25,000 went then?
The $25,000 went to you people doing all your shenanigans trying to force me off the council. Well, you invited me at one of the last meetings. There's the door. Why don't you resign?
Yeah.
Steve, you've said that. How many times did you use that to scream like a maniac?
You should.
Well, I'm not going to.
Well, you should. You're nothing but a pain in everybody's neck.
The question, though, that Jeremy asked, where in any of the fees that that Kelly has, you know, written up, where in any correspondence that Kelly gave you, which would be part of those fees, ask for your resignation?
The resignations are going on right here. Where the fees are is the fact that you decided that I should be censored. Kelly just happened to have a pre-worded motion for censor with her at that meeting. Now, she talked to somebody. She's got three different charges of probably somewhere in the neighborhood of $7,000 or $10,000 for criminal investigation or criminal matters or whatnot. I have no idea what that is. I haven't even been contacted by the Scott County Sheriff's Office. I talked to the sheriff, Sheriff Olson, about the middle of August, and I says, "Well, you know, I'm here. You know, anything that you want to know, I'd be happy to get 100% cooperation with you." He says, "Well, we've turned this over to the Scott County Sheriff's Office." So that's where we're at. Well, but don't try to dump on me that I'm responsible for the $25,000.
I mean,
he can't ask you a question. He can't realize that that's what a fee's
about. Yeah, because we don't, none of us here have the ability to charge any fees or incur any fees directly. But yet, our actions can, or our inaction, in this case, has. It all goes back to that August 1st meeting when we sat down here and we agreed, you agreed.
It goes back further than that.
But
it goes back to last January.
Right, when you got a letter saying that if in any event you get sued for defamation or any other reason for things put on your website, the city is not obligated to defend you. That's what the letter was about. It wasn't about censoring your website or shutting your website down or anything. The city, our attorney and the personnel committee was trying to help you out and let you know of your legal rights.
I don't need your help. I talked to a lawyer as she suggested. The lawyer said, you should refer this to the FBI. I called the U.S. Attorney General's office and told what was going on. They said, yeah, the FBI must know about this kind of stuff that's going on. That's why I did that.
So what level of impropriety do you feel is taking place here at the council?
What does that mean? What level of impropriety?
Yeah, because if it doesn't lead to a level of impropriety, then the FBI ain't going to touch it.
Well, we'll let the FBI decide on that.
And again, since the FBI has not contacted the city attorney in regards to any investigation, leads me to believe that they're probably in some way or form trying to get you back your data because they don't want to have anything to do with this because there is no case.
Well, you don't know that because you haven't talked to the FBI. You're only supposed
to. Give us your investigating officer so we can.
I guess I don't understand why it's at the FBI level because this is a state statute.
Yeah.
That's
the point. You'll get it eventually.
So, if I may ask, and you can obviously decline to answer the question, but what was the last communication or interaction you had with the FBI?
Right before the Jacob Wetterling, when they arrested that person of interest. And then, of course, we had that. We had the thing with Starkey Labs. And then we had the thing with the 4th Precinct. So the FBI is up to their button alligators. The last comment we had was they were going to call me and we were going to get together and set up a meeting. That didn't happen because all this other stuff happened.
So they never called. You've had no communication as far as setting up a time to get your data back.
We did have, but that didn't happen because he couldn't make it. So then we were going to set up another time, but then all this other stuff happened. And I'm not going to sit there, Chris, and call him on the phone
and
say, well, when do we get together? When do we get together? You know, they got bigger fish to fry, and I appreciate that.
So just so I'm clear as far as where things sit, they canceled the appointment with you.
Right.
Okay. Just wanted to know. But I understand. I wouldn't expect you to hound the FBI either.
No. That's the last thing you want to do is tick them off. So that's where we're at.
But since we don't,
I will see what I can do about expediting the getting of the hard drive.
Because if we can...
I can't give you a date that you're going to get it. I'll contact the FBI and ask that request that it be returned.
That's
what I will see that it was returned to you, and you'll have to sign for it.
I am uncomfortable.
That's going to happen, I don't know.
Okay. Well, and that's what we've been trying to do, and again, that's why we are $25,000 behind the eight ball.
Don't even give me that.
We've had another 20 minutes of $9,000, which we don't know the future here.
I think the attorney gave you some pretty bad advice.
So anyhow, any other discussion on the line items here?
So bottom line, if I'm reading what you're saying here with the budget, we're $34,360 to the good.
Correct.
And that's including LGA, even though we know we have it earmarked for the
right
for the project.
Showing then, you know, the total expenses for the street. And I wanted to do that so you'd have a full layout to see, you know, with all the money involved here, where we were going to be with the street project on and all our projected expenses for 2016.
Okay.
And then also it kind of gives us an idea of our cash. We're still healthy. You know, we took a big hit this year. I mean, the general fund is in good shape.
So, just for devil's advocate, we take away all that $34,360, we still maintain a 55% cash flow?
Yeah. And we were up around 70-something percent. But that's because, you know, LGA was set aside, you know, in those years, but technically we know it's going to be used in the future, near future.
And it's what, is it 4,200 or 4,000 exactly for 1% change?
250, I thought it was. 41.
So, Jimmy, you're thinking maybe eliminating half of it unless we have some other agenda, unless we have another budget item that we want to account for.
That's
You know, I'm not even comfortable going, you know, more than that. I mean, we are at, you know, still 55% cash, but we still have, you know, a little bit of reserves there. Gosh, forbid, my only concern to Art, as well as anyone's, is unforeseen events. You know what I mean? Like another $40,000.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Do we have a rainy day fund anyplace?
I mean, we do have, you know, savings. So, I mean, we have monies and savings, as you can see, looking at page
8.
We were doing about $247,000 we projected at the end of 2015. You know, in money set aside for maintenance items and also for future capital purchases. So it's not like there isn't other monies there to tap from.
What do you anticipate? Any major? Do we have any update on how the community hall in the basement's doing?
No, I was talking
right. Because we're going to be talking like $40,000 or $50,000 just for the mold problem.
37 is in the budget.
Okay.
Is that included in the budget?
Okay.
As
I would think that that'd be fairly close.
I hope that would be.
So, Jeremy, if we put that net income loss at $10,375, what does that put our levy at?
You want a net income of
$10,375.
Yep. Okay. Punch in the numbers.
want a net income of 10?
375. I think I'll allow us that way. It's easier for me to articulate. The reason I was looking at that number is in light of our more recent conversation with the legal fees, if we are able to retrieve that data sooner than later, then that would put the net, essentially would put the net gain at $19,000 and change, which is a little more than half. So we could actually bring that $10,375 down further if the data comes back in a meaningful time frame that we don't eat up that extra, if we don't eat up beyond 6 and get into the 9. So. And then if we're able to do that, if we did something around 6, then that would put us at 4.5% increase. We'd still have $15,000 allocated, though, for legal fees, but...
6 or whatever.
Yeah.
I see your reason, but I'm still...
We're going on faith, I understand.
You know, I still think even if we're at, say, 6.5%, then whether that will transfer us to extra money. We probably had another 4,000, so you had your hand forking up to 15,000. I think a little cushion is... But if we continue too many years, if they say, well, just see what happened in the past. So if you go 15 grand, what would it be? About 6.5?
15?
That's just my thought.
Okay. So with Chris's proposal, it would be 5.19%. Well, he was saying 10,375, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And if we were going to go 15,
look back at 2014 budget, Jeremy, that 545,118 with that proposal of going to 15, what does that increase the budget from 2014? So over the 2 year period, what would you have increased?
Percentage-wise.
If you can do that.
So we were down
2%
in 2014 budget. We went up 5%, right? And then 6.
Over 3 years.
Yeah, over a 3 year period.
3%
a year. Yeah.
So that's not a.
That's
less than cost of living, so.
I think for your number.
That's which one? This one? 6.3 or?
Six going to 6. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Going to bigger number.
So I guess, you know, we're saying 15. Want to leave that as a net income, or want to allocate that to anything?
I think leave it as a net income at this point.
That way you can use it for
whatever. The auditors are comfortable with it, yeah.
You've got something in there for the election, though, this next year?
Yeah. There's 1600.
1,600 in there?
Mm.
For much of it?
Yeah, 1,600. Don't see any changes.
Yeah.
It maybe go down a minute just because of mileage. I suspect that mileage should go down. Probably a good chunk of gas, $50. Compared to probably 3-something when they said that last year, 230. So gas is up quite a bit, so I suspect mileage would be down. Like, by the same number of judges at the same rate, so don't see any difference.
Any comments?
Going to are you looking at the 6.5 or 6.3 or 6.3. What? 6.3. Well, that's almost cutting it in half. We had 11% in there for proposed. That's almost cutting it in half.
And like Chris said, over 3 years is 3% a year.
Yeah.
Well, if I remember the year before 2014, we didn't increase the budget at all, did we? There was a year in the not too distant past that it was zero, if I remember right. Or negligible.
It was quite a stretch, to be honest. We were pretty good. Yeah, so basically 2012 to 14, I guess they lowered it by 2%.
And the other thing to think about, too, for the council to think about, is if we don't overexpend this year, we have the paint training already in the budget then for 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. So we wouldn't have to worry about accounting for that in 2017.
We didn't have a line item there. The money's there.
Any more discussion? Otherwise, we'll probably go for a motion to approve the final tax levy. That will be first in the budget?
Yes, first.
The final tax levy certification of Trevor County.
Okay, so hold on before someone
else. All right.
Motion. Can we get a dollar amount?
You going to hear you again?
Am I?
Yes.
Maybe.
You have a curfew.
Kind of, not really. What do we got?
Well, as long as he's looking at something. If you could put your fire department hat on, could you express what a fine job that the committee did for the parade float in Arlington?
Yep.
They did a very good job.
I heard a lot of comments from Facebook. Everybody said it was the best one again this year.
Yeah, there was some very good comments, people behind us, you know, but they did a good job. If you would...
I would be happy to pass that on.
Pass that on. And if you could put your citizen hat on right now, I appreciate that you're concerned with our budget, our spending. You took concern of an expenditure that didn't happen in October, but I really urge you that you take a good interest in probably what you've heard here tonight.
I have. I actually like the 6.3%. I am content with that.
That and plus some of how our expenses are distributed.
Yeah, no, and that's why I came today. I wanted to hear this.
I just wanted to hit both hats.
I can dig it.
You know, so.
I can dig it. Yeah, no, that's why I wanted to be here. Because $300 out of my pocket every year is... That hurts. You know, that's what mine
is. Yeah, it's not the best, but no. I hope you say this will soften the pain, probably about half that proposed.
I can handle 100. I can handle 150. That I can do.
And so if you would convey that to the committee on the half part,
yeah, I can do that. Yep.
Okay, so what we'll be doing is, you know, adopting and approving the 2006 final tax levy certification to Carver County at $441,000, $441,140, which equates to a 6.31% increase.
Any
moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the 2016 final tax levy certification to Fargo County for a total of $441,140. And the percentage comes to 6.31%. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Carried. And the next, I guess, I will look for a motion to approve the 2016 final budget.
So I move that we approve the 2016 final budget at $441,140.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the 2016 final budget at $441,140. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Carried.
I get a point of clarification. Councilman Odoms, when we're going through the process here, what would you like to have seen the budget be set at?
It was my understanding back in the spring that the fire department was going to start getting paid for training in 2016. That somehow kind of fell by the wayside, and I think that the council is turning its back on the fire department by not paying them for training. I mean, it's an incentive to get somebody to join the fire department, but then they find that they got to spend all this time and they don't get paid for it. Thank God we're going to start paying them now for their calls starting in 2016. But Carver County or Hamburg is the only fire department, as I understand it, in Carver County that hasn't gotten paid a dime other than their pension.
Jared, you can back me up on this one. If I
am I right, Jared?
Correctly. When the original thought about on-call and paid training mm-hmm. was brought up, at least from when my first conversations with Chief Buckentine was that they wanted to go and get the on-call taken care of, and the training would be something that they would hope they could get for 2016, but they were willing to settle for 2017. We had a lot of conversations up here, and it kind of went back and forth and all over the table. Mm-hmm. We finally decided, and it was brought back to the group, and I believe the fire department has been given the seal of approval to the 2016 and 2017 schedule as set forth. And
because they didn't have a choice. There was no other options on the table. I think, and well, Dick, you're a 30-year member of the fire department. I would think that you'd be leading the charge to see that these guys paid for their training. Yeah.
Which we have to watch where we have their budgeting.
I guess I don't agree with that. I think the fire department should have got paid for training. I think they that's exactly right, and I'm entitled to my opinion. But those people, you know, they're a dedicated group of people, and the city should do every damn thing that they can to support them, and that includes paying them for their training.
That's fine. We appreciate it, too, but
so you're, if I can clarify a little more. So your contention with the final budget at 6.3 at 441 and change is not because that we're increasing it by 6.3%, but because we didn't include the paid training for 2016.
It would have cost us $9,000 to pay for their training about for this year, for 2016. Instead, the city's going to take and piss that money away to an attorney. I can't buy that. I will not support it.
Look in the mirror. The fire department. Your fault.
So yes or no though. I mean, is that your reasoning? If I understand you, I'm just trying to get a yes or no answer out of this. If I understand you correctly, your concern isn't that we're going to increase the rate by 6.3 to $441,140. Your contention with the budget is that we are not allocating any funds whatsoever for paid training.
And also for Jeremy's raise, it went from, 3% down to 1.5, and also for Greg. I mean, a 1.5% raise in this day and age, it's nothing.
Do you take into consideration anything for medical benefits?
But that, you know, everybody else gets 3%.
No.
So so why give him a raise at all if you want to use that argument?
I'm content with 1.5%, so.
And I wouldn't expect you to say anything else, you know.
I think
the priorities are wrong. I can't support any kind of a raise in taxes, not only as a council member, but also as a private citizen. And as a private citizen and seeing what I believe this council to be doing, turning their back on the fire department, you especially being a 30-year retired person. Yes.
I'm a retired fire department. That doesn't make any difference. But we still supported them with doing it in 2017. You seem to be forgetting that. We did not ignore them.
No.
We split it up.
No,
you're such a fraud, too. The only reason you don't care about them or the employees, you just want to put on your website that you supported them. You don't give a damn about either one of them.
Why don't you pay your judgments and don't worry about me and my website?
I think you're getting on the wrong track when you're discussing judgments. That's a personal issue.
That's fine, but that's also...
That's got nothing to do with the city.
He's in charge of how we spend money. That's fine.
Go ahead.
Well, the question I have as the treasurer of the city would be, I understand where Mr. Williams is coming from and doesn't believe in the property tax increase at all, but yet proposes that we should have increased the budget by $5,000. Let's say we didn't increase nothing else. We didn't have all these unforeseen expenses and what. Where were we going to get the monies for that $5,000 for the on-call as well as the training?
The same place where we got the $9,000 for the additional attorney's fees.
But that would. But then, to Jeremy's point, that would mean we would have had to increase the budget, which just a second ago you said you would not have increased the budget.
I wouldn't have increased the budget. And if this 6.31%... This 6.31%, if that would have included... paying for their training, paying for the fire department's training, I would have been all for it, but it didn't.
Yeah, that was the question I was getting at.
Yes. Okay. Where's the money? Where would it come from? Where would the money come from then?
It's still going to come from the citizens.
Come from Sky? Or maybe it's going to come from that check that he was going to turn
in.
Maybe
yeah.
What was that, Steve?
Nothing. You know exactly what I was talking
about. No, I can't hear what you're saying.
Your yearly total for being on the council. I want to donate all my money back.
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as you bring that up.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I'm going to do. But I'm going to give it to the fire department so it doesn't get pushed
away. Last year you said you were going to. Anything you said.
I'm talking.
Talking what?
I gave the city back my first year's check. My second year's check I got in like January, right? In January? Okay, so I have until December to give that back. I'm giving that to the fire department because I trust the way that they spend money a hell of a lot better than the way that this council spends money.
Yeah.
You giving it to the relief association or are you going to give it
to... I don't know. I'm going to talk to Justin and see where the best place is to put it.
You can't directly give it to the fire department because they're not a donated facility. You'd have to give it to the city and the city would have to give it to
them. Well, however it works, but I want the fire department to get full benefit of it. So that answers your question.
Yeah, I'd like to see it happen.
Oh, you will.
Oh, good. I praise you if you do.
Anything else under the budget? We should be done. We will move on to the city clerk. Treasury report, number 13.
Just a reminder, got the employee conduct meeting January 11th. Is
that a Tuesday?
It's a Monday.
Monday?
Yes.
Okay. It's the night that the fire department has their training, so yes. We're doing it in conjunction with that. Yep.
Okay. Then the only other thing I want to bring up, I apologize, Council. I had a sick daughter yesterday, so I had to go home after 9 o'clock. So I had to take care of her. So I apologize for not notifying Council. I had to talk to Chris and the mayor to make sure that if I have to leave again, and normally I'm pretty good about that, but I didn't do it yesterday. So I will do my best to make sure that I send out an email and notify you that my office will be coming to meet.
So I just want to clarify that. Other thing is meeting for December 22nd. Any thoughts, reasons, needs for that meeting? The only reason I can see to hold a meeting right now would be maybe to update claims list, we do in January anyways, or in case we had all the information we needed to grant that variance. And what I did is when I put the notice in the paper, city council meeting would follow the public hearing, so we would hold it after the public hearing, so that way that should be 15 minutes. Most of the council meeting 15 minutes prior.
Were we going to have something at 6 o'clock one night?
Yes, that's the public hearing.
Public hearing.
And that's on the 22nd?
That's on the 22nd. Okay.
Are we still going to need that? Is Scott, are you going to be able to get it?
As long as he has everything, the variance that that means.
If he doesn't have it, you know, it'll
be in January.
We can cancel the meeting, can't we? Or do we have to have it? So you don't think no variance to grant?
We could still hold a public meeting, though.
Right.
And even though we don't have all this, all the, what we need. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, if we didn't have it, we can continue it for later date.
Yeah.
Set it up that time. So I guess I suppose we resolved after in a row that have a motion to hold December 22nd, 2015 meeting.
Follow.
And if the public hearing doesn't happen, then we're going to not have a council meeting. Is that correct?
We'll
sell the public hearing. Get that out of the way. I mean, that's not going to change anything. We still have to do that.
But I mean, will he have everything ready by then?
Well, if he doesn't, we'll do a continuation. So that way, otherwise, if we cancel it, then I can send out notices again, and we're just adding more money into it. This way, we do a continuation. And we've already met the publication requirement. We do the continuation. We cancel it, then we're going to republish again. That's how we cancel it another night. So I think that'd be the easiest way.
I'll move that we hold the second city council meeting on December 22nd, following the public hearing, contingent on proper paperwork in place for the variance that will be discussed.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the December 22nd meeting as stated. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Added claims for November.
So anything with the date 12/8/2015, the items that were added for November, so it is 3/4. Two tax payments from 1768, 1769.
Move to approve the two ash payments, check numbers 17688, 17689, for a total of 25,8347.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the additional claims. The two ash payments from check numbers 17688 and 689, for a total of 2,005847.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right. So for the December. I apologize. I haven't computed the wages yet, but I can very easily do that. But a couple things I was waiting on is. One, to go through, make sure everybody's got everything. Now, would it be safe to assume that the 22nd then, we won't count that as a special meeting, we'll just assume that it's a regular meeting, so we're not going to count that as a special meeting, or what are the council's wishes on that?
I'm fine with it just being a regular meeting.
Yeah. That's kind of what my thought was anyways. If we were having a regular meeting on that day, we're doing it beforehand.
Mm-hmm. then I'll take that off the list, make them corrections.
That should be 2015 at the top of there, too.
Yeah. Just so I can see more. And then just after the meeting, if I can just meet with Chris and Steve and go through your paper, make sure I have them real quick. Just
okay.
I don't want you to miss out on anything, but so I'll make sure we're kosher. And then everybody else, I will get corrected. And then, you okay with the 22nd, or you want me to make them changes tomorrow and get them checked out, or you okay receiving them on the 22nd, or do you need them?
Whichever is easier for me. If you can get them done tomorrow.
As long as I get yours tonight, and now I got this, I can do it tomorrow.
Might as well. Get them. Right. Get them. You can mark it off your list of things to do.
Yeah. Right.
Get it off your plate.
Okay.
People can get here.
I will do that, and then we can just get through that at the 22nd meeting.
So how are we going to do our December claims list? What we've got?
What I would do is just do the ones where the numbers are, which will total. And then I'll just do the rest as added.
Yeah.
For the 22nd, but I'll get
17, 710?
11. Do 11, yeah, huh?
No.
No. Oh, I see what you're going to take them all out. Okay.
Yeah, so we'll do check 17, 690 to 17, 710. $86,647.41.
Just a quick clarification on check number 17706.
Did they?
Because I know in October we approved one for another. For 956, is there that much of a variance between the two locations? I'm assuming they use this location for mileage, or are they using another location for mileage?
Both of the towns. I would think they
well, just Kipper's in mileage.
Oh.
But that's only a couple miles away here in
Husky. Oh, you know, we're looking at it.
This would be more than.
Well, like I say, unless you're using this as a starting point.
Yeah, but $1,200?
You know, we can ask you, how far are these classes out? Are there some that are closer?
For what?
Fight
well,
one.
What are the last one? For 1,001? Well, was it Sibley County or McLeod County they went through?
I think
it was Sibley County, Gibbon, Winthrop.
How many would you know?
I don't. And that was that one. I know, I think the other one's from Carver County, so we'll make it closer. But then they miss a class, they're able to make it up in Scott County. Because Scott County and Carver County, they back each other. So one class is one day, Scott County has a class the very next day in Scott County.
Somehow, I know people join.
Yep.
They're probably, we've spent over $2,000 on mileage.
Yep.
For two people. If I think what down the road maybe it would be real nice if we could do a little parkour.
From what I understand, they had to because with Kip and Zach never had a vehicle.
Oh, yeah?
If he did, it was very, very rare that he drove because he only has one vehicle for his family.
I don't think I have
to.
Can
you tell me if you can compute that?
I do know when I did mine, I helped the student. To go take my classes.
Yeah.
And Stewart is a 45-minute
drive. The only reason you ask is because you don't get a receipt or nothing. You just all of a sudden know.
Right. No, I totally understand.
Yeah.
Is that the most recent one? Is that this year's?
This form he has submitted. He's nice. He's got all the dates and what, but
I mean, you repeat the mileage.
Well, we have the back there.
What in the heck is
I usually don't turn my mileage in. I just keep it. It's always a pain in the shorts.
You can deduct that for taxes anyway, so.
That was I usually try and take the grass rate or something.
I think we need a little bit more clarified. This is kind of.
Or some show of receipts or something, or.
Well,
and not be any receipts to show.
Kind of an honor system here, but yeah. It's nice that he's got all the dates, right? Well, then we have another column with mileage, right? I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, the only reason I bring it up is that we had two of them go through it, and
yeah,
it's $200 and something dollars difference. I was just curious if they where they go in that. So that's just more clarification on my part.
I do know that some was down in Jordan too. I think they went down to Jordan and right down to Jordan to the skill building.
Yeah, that's 20 miles.
40 miles.
You know, round trip.
40 round trip. At, what is it? 50, is it 30 cents? What is it, mileage now?
57.
Yeah.
57.
At $1,100, that would I'd say 57 cents a mile or 50. Yeah.
57 and a half.
That's over 2,000 miles.
2,050 miles, it says here.
Go to Gaylor, Gillen, Winthrop.
Yeah, I guess it.
Right. Oh, and it it's coming out of the fire department budget. But I'm just looking out that if it would work out, that maybe if you get some recruits that would be powerful.
And you know the ones right now are because of one can drive. So it's going to be one guy, that's it.
One of them can drive or no drive?
He doesn't have a license yet.
How does he get to balls?
He's very fast at running.
I mean, unfortunately, he can't drive a truck.
He doesn't. He knows the rules.
Yeah.
He knows the rules. He does. He will get in the back and he will help do everything else, but he will not.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's no way I take a liability that he would get behind me.
But no, he's less than a mile long.
He's going to be winded when he gets here.
No, he's pretty fit.
I don't. Frankie, okay, that's a heck of a, what would I say?
Dedication.
As good as, you know.
It, like I said, it always, he might have a family member home. I don't know.
Chris, it's, I see your difference. I'll have to look at it, but it may be because I wonder if the other person, I don't know if they complete it. I guess I'd have to do some checking to see if they just turned in. Because here he's. It looks to me that he's going off to future dates here. He's accounting for that. Because there's dates 10th, 15th, 17th, 22nd, 29th, January 2nd.
Yeah, I think I need to meet him.
Oh, okay, I see what
you're saying. You know what I mean? So he's accounting mileage for them dates. That would be my assumption. But I think we'll hold this and I'll get some clarification on this.
Good idea.
So I'm taking that one out. What's the total?
$74,68.66.
I move to approve the three ATCH payments, check number 17690 to 17705 and 17707 to 17710 for
$74,68.66.
Which one do you want to cancel?
Just a couple, the 17706.
Okay, I just took 17705.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the three ATCH payments and checks number 17690 to 17705 and 17707 to 17723.
17710.
Well, yeah, 17710 for a total of $7,468.66. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right. Council reports. Jones.
Jerry, did Half Moon Technologies, is that Jaguar now, or did they change their names or something?
Half Moon
No. I mean, is that the...
No relation.
Well, is that the Carver County fiber optic people, or who is that?
Who we have that does our website.
Oh, okay. And did Greg get his computer, his laptop? Did. Oh, I got it. Welcome to my world.
I got nothing.
A couple of things. At our last Lions meeting, it was discussed and they asked me to bring it up here. With some of the recent fundraising we've done, we've done very well. And we were just curious as to what the plans were at the hall in regards to the bar and the kitchen. And I know we haven't done a lot of talking here, but I don't know if maybe if there's been some thoughts as far as what we may want to do. The reason why that is brought up is that that grill in there is, I don't know how old it is, but it's not the most easiest thing to clean and probably isn't even the most sanitary item out there either.
Probably not real safe either.
Well, that too, yeah. And then also... in order to plug in all the different things that people will plug in back there, you got wires running around, you're taping everything down. So what the Lions are wanting to know is just, have we drawn up any plans or done anything yet to think about what we want to do about renovations for those two sites? And then secondly, what input would the city want to have if the Lions wanted to move forward with that project?
I would say there has been no talk of revamping up there, and if the Lions are so inclined, bless their hearts. Grant proposal, that would be appreciated.
You just had the council approve it.
Yeah. And then there was a conversation about it with, when you're on the east side of the hall, you got the chair lifts and all these things that are back there. The idea was brought up is maybe we could use some of our funds to buy a partition or a curtain to hide those things. I don't know how logistically that would work, because when people rent the thing, I don't know if they're going to, I don't know if it makes any sense necessarily, but it was brought up and I said, well, I want to bring it to council because obviously the city would have to approve us, the Lions, spending that money to do something like that since it's a city building that we would be. Where all the tables and all the... Well, they figured like with bingo, we had tables all the way back to
keep kids out.
So, just...
Another thing, a couple of things, maybe just as you're all there, me and Greg talked about too, is it really would be nice to get a facelift and a paint job.
And that was the third thing I was going to bring up too.
I agree.
There was ideas kicked around as far as giving it a paint job. They asked at the meeting about resurfacing the floor, and I said, "Well, we probably got about two more years on that floor before we would have to really resurface."
Yeah, we talked about that too, and some of those type of things. Safety type issues, I guess, would be priority.
Maybe it's something that maybe we could put a subcommittee together with Lions and City then and talk about some ideas. And then they did pass, I thought I wrote down the exact number, I want to say it's like between $15,000 and $2,000. I don't know the exact number right offhand because I don't, for some reason, I don't have it written down here. But they did allocate funds for beautification at the park. I know we talked about putting new trees down there. So when springtime rolls around, there are funds now that will be set aside from the Lions. I think it's like $15,000 or $2,000. I don't remember it's in that ballpark in that. And we just earmarked it for the beautification of the park. So in case we decide not to move forward with trees, we can shrubs or whatever else that we want to do with it. And so Lions are looking for input as far as if it would be trees or something else.
And you kind of gave up on that walking path because of the terrain?
There's some logistical issues with regards to it. It might get revisited at some point in time when some of our more engineer-style Lions members kind of relook and see how it would work on that peak ground. I mean, the big concern is like from a standpoint with Schultz is that, you know, when he goes to mow it or when whoever mows it, there may be an issue with clippings going over the top of it, and then it kind of degrades the fact of it having it there. Then, of course, there's the ground kind of isn't as even,
really,
and it settles
air
at different rates, and it's soft. So, but that might get brought up again at some point in time once our more engineered inclined Lions members do a little bit more. I don't know if they're going to do geological work or what they're going to do necessarily.
So. Around the pond.
East Pond, or the one where the ducks are? Oh, okay.
Speaking of that, Jeremy, are the signs out there yet? Keep off the water?
Anything else, Chris?
No.
Steve?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. One thing here, a couple. I don't know if any of you have read them out of the tree, but there was a drone going back and forth. It's actually on Facebook, and if you go on Artemdazzle, it shows everything. I talked to some of the people from Arlington because they were questioning that Arlington has got an ordinance that there are no drones allowed in the town. Mm-hmm. Other than maybe if it's a park or something, but there's an ordinance that prohibits drones. And there are some other cities around Arlington who have also adopted ordinances because people don't want, like if you have one flying over Chris's house, my house, or whatever. So they made an ordinance that they are not allowed in city limits. So, being we haven't run into it yet, I'm thinking this is maybe the time to proactive and create for Hamburg.
Can Jeremy get some copies of the ordinances from around and we can look at them?
Sure. Yeah. I don't think it would be a matter of changing other than maybe a little wording in the name of the town.
Name of the city, yeah.
I mean, we can look at it.
Thoughts?
Could be problematic because from what I understand, and I guess I don't know this for sure, sometimes Amazon Prime delivers things with drones on the weekends, and they're actually building a brand new warehouse in Shakopee.
Yeah.
they promise same day delivery on stuff, and what I've heard is that they use drones to deliver it. I don't know if it's true or not.
I've seen it already on TV. They're planning on doing it.
Yeah, I don't think
Walmart wants to do it.
I don't think they've got it going yet, but they're you know, got everything going.
They can travel this far, but
again, though, I don't know.
I still like to have the ordinance in place. You know,
can we always take?
I think we'd be talking about two different types of drones, though.
Recreational, like
for sure. Yeah.
That might have to be specified.
Recreational business or whatever.
And when we get to that, it may have to be amended to allow.
Well, you know, and there's going to be probably
business use or whatever.
For emergency services, whatever.
Right.
Like you say, it probably be just, you know, recreational.
I'll get a copy of theirs and then I'll throw it
closer. I think that would be a good idea because privacy is privacy. And I think that would take some of that away from, you know, you just don't know what people do. And the other thing is, let me address this to Mr. Odoms. I didn't check today and I don't check, but I think it's time to clean it up again. I'm tired of the publicity, good or bad, and it's usually not good. But David and I think it's recommended there are articles that have been sent to me that it's teetering on the verge of criminal. So David said that I should urge you to remove it.
What? Remove what?
What has been on about me? Channel 5 doesn't keep news on their website as long as you keep stuff. So I think it's old, and it's time that you clean it. If you have any kind of a conscience, I think that it's time that you tend to different stuff, more positive stuff. That's all I've got. Anything else for a good the city, or is it up for a journey?
So moved.
Second. Motion made and seconded to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.